If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the segment of the show where Lopez starts talking about the latest TikTok trend.
Oh, Lord.
Since when?
Well, I talked about it yesterday. What was that thing that... There was some sort of TikTok.
What, ore farming?
Ore farming. We talked about the kids setting the laptops on fire.
Yeah.
And that's right.
That was it.
My bad.
Look, man, I'm all about Twitter, all about Instagram, all about Facebook. TikTok ain't my thing. But when I see these trends, I'm like, that's what people are doing? Did you see the latest one that Mike Sainristil got in on?
I saw this.
You did?
Yeah.
So apparently... Well, my confession is this. If someone did this to me, I would call 911 for a wellness check. All right? I really would. The TikTok trend is, it's actually pretty clever, calling your friends.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this.
Just to tell them good night.
And I think this trend started because there is one dude in his group of friends, I believe, in college. I might just be kind of inserting that in myself, but I believe in college. That they would do that, just call each other, and it was kind of a prank. It wasn't just like I'm about to go to sleep. It'd be like middle of the night, like 2 a.m. Give them a call. It's like, what's up, man? It's like, just wanted to call and tell you good night. Like, you know what I mean, like, mess with your boys, but then it became a thing that was kind of sincere.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, good night, brother. All right, cool. Well, and so people are doing it now.
Yeah. So imagine an NFL player doing it to his teammates.
Yo, bro.
Yo.
ZB.
I
said, nah, never mind. Yeah, I'm just gonna see you tomorrow, bro. I was just kind of say goodnight.
Bro, what the? You straight, dog?
You did it to like four players.
We good.
What you mean?
You just called and say goodnight.
Like, bro, goodnight, bro. You're my dog, bro. I'm just checking in real quick.
I just talked to you 5 minutes ago.
That's a good point. Like,
I think the part of that too is just being super manly.
Yeah,
it's not weird
like
for
NFL
a guy.
Players.
Hey, bro,
amen.
I just want to tell you good night.
I think we're actually in a place where them dudes are in, like, you know, Tupac's all my man. That's my dog. I love him. His family. I feel like we're in. Hell, we just saw CJ like burst into tears seeing his guy get injured. Like,
yeah,
I think that we're in a place where we're not quite there.
But see, we talking about calling another man
to say good night.
Like, imagine if I just call you 10 o'clock in the. Hey, Reg, what's up, man? I just wanted to tell you good night. You're going to be like, what in the world?
I would be confused, but I'd be like, all right, bro.
I'd call 911. I'd like, okay, good night. And I'd, hey, somebody needs to check on him.
I think in that particular instance that you played, he was like, bro, we was just on the phone with me.
Yeah.
Like, I think that was bigger, but that might just be me. I might be, you know, projecting in that moment. It is kind of nonsense, though. Like, just calling me to say good night, huh?
Yeah.
That's a text, brother.
Yeah.
That is a text. All right, so you're just like, nobody,
no one in my circle of friends or family. If anybody did it, I would say, "All right, they're held at gunpoint."
So are you about to start doing this to your children?
Yeah, no, I am not. I am not going
to
do that.
The prankster himself, John Lopez, not willing to call BG.
Yeah,
all right. 713, hey, Reggie, good night, sweet dreams, don't let the bed bugs bite. If y'all do that, I will actually appreciate that. Thank you for thinking about me. That is cute.
What about just call your wife right now and say, hey, I just want to tell you I love you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that one will work, though. That's good.
Her head would explode.
No, that will freak out a little bit. Yeah. Like, what you mean?
Because she knows John. That's good. that's a good point. Somebody said friendship over.
Friendship
for
over.
For saying good night? For telling you good night, huh?
There's a lot of cocky guys out here, man. Yeah. Don't be telling another grown man good night.
He said, no, my night's going to be bad. I'm going to sleep poorly. I'm going to wake up with my neck hurting.
The way he said it sounded so sincere, man. I just want to tell you good night.
Yeah, man.
Dog, what are you talking about?
Sweet, he said, you straight? Like, is everything good over there? Is everything fine? Do you need help?
Yeah.
So within the Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson story, mm-hmm. the part about like Bill, do you remember the Bill Belichick kind of walk of shame, like the ring video?
Oh, God. Did you see Pablo?
That was where I was going to, because like what's funny is like the ring camera video part of it was never something that I actually paid all that much attention to. It mm-hmm. was came out in like November 2023 or actually middle 2023 was when the video was from, I believe. No, because it was OTAs for the Patriots around the time. But so if you're unfamiliar with it, it was like 2023. A ring door cam video shows Bill Belichick walking out shirtless out of a
shoulder
house.
Bag.
Walking down some steps and walking to a car, and it's just like, what is happening? He looks disheveled. He has bed hair. It's wild. And I don't think I've ever really cared about this part of the story. However, Pablo Torre, who has been kind of reporting on mm-hmm. this particular relationship and how it relates, obviously, to this dude who is the highest paid employee in the state of North Carolina, like the public employees. And it's been much discussed. I don't think I care about it. However, the confession is, I have been I was tapped in with the reporting that he ultimately did, because he laid out that the ring cam video was from an Airbnb in the greater Boston area, Winthrop, Massachusetts, if you're familiar. Mm-hmm. And the question that had been asked, and the reason why he brought it up as some level of newsworthy thing to talk about, mm-hmm. was some of Bill Belichick's family had been worried, I guess reportedly, the idea of, if this video that seemingly came from a visit to Jordan Hudson mm-hmm. got out, could it possibly be that Jordan did that? And is like, what are her intentions with this? Could this continue to happen? Like, that's basically the idea that he was getting to. Well, the reporting that he put out today either pointed to the idea that it's an Airbnb. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't have been like Jordan's house or whatever. So it's not her ring camera. But so she didn't release the video. And that also the owners of the Airbnb didn't release the video, but somehow like when they were like not knowing, like, who is this? Is this Bill Belichick?
They sent it to a friend or
something. And then it got out there.
Yeah.
But then there was speculation from Bill's family about the idea that this, like, this relationship with Jordan might be why NBA or NFL teams did not hire him.
Oh.
Because supposedly Jordan had been like seen at a Patriots game in 2021, mm-hmm. and there's video evidence of such in some seats that I believe are set aside for Bill Belichick. Like, Bill Belichick
was she in 2021?
That's a good question that I don't have an
don't
answer
go
for.
Go down that road.
I actually had not thought about that.
Oh, man.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Had not thought about that.
I mean,
somebody from the 713 said his chest was out, his breasticles were out.
Yeah.
How
old was she in 2020?
I don't know. You can do the Googles. Hey, I'm not doing that one.
I'm staying away from that one.
But yes, the idea that, like, do you have any belief in the thought that NFL teams were like, yo, this Bill Belichick that is, you know, do the work and do your job and all these things, and no distractions, whatever the relationship with Jordan Hudson, they're like, yeah, I don't want to take that on.
I mean, I'm guessing that's your confession.
My confession is, like, I don't think I could buy that, but I'm a lot more interested in this idea than I previously thought I would ever be.
I could buy it. I might need to see a little more evidence, although there has been a little bit more evidence. Apparently, there was reports of, like, he used to ask her to wear red pants at when she went to training camp practices so he could spot her. There's also
my boy was smitten. What? I just want to be able to see you from the field, baby girl.
Wear red pants. I want to be able to see. And then another report. I think you had it on the dock at some point about North Carolina was saying that I might have said it somewhere else, that she wanted more say in day-to-day operations.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, that was actually more of the Hard Knocks thing.
That's what it was.
Hard Knocks fell apart supposedly because she wanted more power in the way that it would go. the Hard Knocks in North Carolina as made by NFL Media.
So you piece this all together. Plausible.
That's so wild.
Plausible.
Like, the thing that I keep coming back to is Bill Belichick had lost a step as a coach, and maybe more importantly, as a talent evaluator. Yeah. So I would go there. Like, that would be enough for me to not hire Bill Belichick, even though, yes, he is probably the greatest coach in the history of American football.
Yeah.
With that being said, though, that would be wild that they're like, and also, the lady that's hanging around you, she seemed to have too much power. We don't want that.
She's Jack Easter-shee.
Oh, that's good. Mm. I'm sorry. That's actually okay. Good. Did you actually come up with that? Did you see that on social media?
Right here, right now.
I don't believe it.
Dude, I don't lie.
I don't believe it.
We find somebody on Twitter that said it.
Somebody said, I'm checking right now.
Somebody
I'm
with no profile.
Twitter.
All right.
Somebody with two followers said it.
Mr. The Closer over here? Nah, you found that.
it just hit me.
Mm-hmm. Just search it.
She's mm-hmm. Jack Easter-shee.
Mm-hmm.
Search it. You're searching it, aren't you?
Yes, I don't believe you. Well, you know, me not finding it doesn't mean that you didn't say it, because we know notoriously the Twitter function, search function is messed up.
I have thoughts.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I got to confess, man. So I've been living in Houston for almost 10 years, and I'm pretty familiar with, like, the different seasons, like hurricane season and stuff like that.
Crawfish season.
Mm-hmm. I was not familiar with termite season.
Oh, boy.
And I experienced this
Welcome
personally.
Welcome to being a home owner.
Oh, man. Yeah. What a rude awakening, man. So it was Wednesday after we was having steak night.
Mm-hmm.
And on my way home, I get a call from my wife. I'm like, hey, I'm like 15 minutes away because I'm sure she was calling looking for me. All I heard was, you need to get home now.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, my brain is racing. I'm like, what's going on? What happened?
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to floor it. Yeah. I'm like, what's going on? There are bugs in the house. I'm like, bugs? What kind of bugs? Just bugs. They're everywhere.
Everywhere. Oh,
so,
no.
So my imagination was thinking, oh, my God.
Yeah, like, something out of a movie.
We got to burn this house down. So I get there, and this little buzz, I never even seen these bugs before, but... She had all the lights on, which I heard is a no-no.
Yeah.
Because that they attract to lights.
Oh, wow.
So we over here spraying, smacking, and all type of stuff. And she was just like, she wouldn't sit down. She actually had to go to her cousin house. She stayed at her cousin house.
Man, right. She wouldn't even sleep at home?
Nope. She left me and Jack.
She said they out there.
Herself.
I do love that she was like, everyone save themselves.
Yeah. So when she was leaving, I'm like... All right, Jackson, mom is leaving us.
Jackson, you're on your own.
Yeah, it's just me and you, buddy.
I do like that she got you on the phone and said, get home immediately, like you was going to do something.
Yeah, that's the other thing. What am I going to do?
Are you an exterminator as a hobby or something? What's happening here?
No, I'm not. But I did call an exterminator that night because they got a lot of 24-hour ones.
Yeah.
So one came out the next day.
Problem solved?
Yeah, we good so far. I ain't seen nothing else. It was a bunch of dead termites around.
So he confirmed that it is termites?
Yeah, it was termites. I actually did a Google search, and it popped out. I'm like, they said termites.
Well, you better take care of it.
But apparently, also, too, I want to get to this part. It was a big breakout that night. So we end up calling Orkin as well.
Yeah.
And he said he got like 100 emails.
Really?
That night from 12 to 1 that night.
So the termites were like, we move they at were, dawn.
It was like revolution.
They were. And this is the quote he used, which really bothered me too. Yeah. He said they were swarming.
Oh, wow. So D'Amico would approve.
Yes.
They had a special work ethic and relentless mindset in tearing your
house
down.
They did. Yep. Yep. So he said they were swarm. They kept using that word swarm. And I'm like, man, I don't know if I can look at the word swarm the same now, man. Man. So I did get the house together. They sprayed around the base and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it should be.
Now you but got I, me worried. I know, I'm gonna start looking around, making
dude,
sure we don't.
I know it was a season like that, and they say it was a pretty bad season so far.
See, look at me. I'm sitting over here very happy that I can't afford to buy a house. Look at you suckers dealing with termites.
Hey, don't talk too much, man.
Yeah.
You never know with these apartments. Too,
hey, man, they get this apartment out here. I don't got to pay for nothing. No, I just go find somewhere else to be.
Get the maintenance, man.
That's right. Yeah. That's what I pay y'all for. Come fix this up. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Those are the Lunchtime Confessions brought to you by the Men's Clinic. All right. Coming up next, let's circle back around to this. Yeah. Astros dominant 9-2 victory yesterday, a throwback Thursday of sorts. Was that a dominant win over Seattle? Just a simply one good game? Or possibly something more. 713-572-4610. We talk about it next.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.